The Metro West Value Triangle, elite schools at commuter-friendly prices for families who refuse to overpay Hopkinton, Novare's one school's 1.1 m, Westwood, Sauk 20 school's 1.3 m, Southborough, solid 8.0, 950K, and Wayland, top 15, 1.1 m, all deliver 95% plus college matriculation at 20 to 40% below Lexington, Winchester, Wellesley. The trade-off? Accept 30-45 minute commutes or embrace remote work. For value-conscious professionals earning 180K, 280K, this is where smart money goes. Four Metro West towns prove you don't need 1.5 m plus budgets for elite schools. Hopkinton ranks number one statewide at 1.1 m, 37% cheaper than Wellesley. Westwood delivers top 20 schools with best commuter rail access at 1.3 m. Wayland offers top 15 schools at 1.1, with 50% plus conservation land. Southborough provides solid 8.0 schools at 950K for I-495 corridor workers. All four send 95% plus to four-year colleges. All offer 20-plus AP courses. The difference from premium towns? 5 to 15 additional commute minutes and 400K, 850K in savings. For dual-income families earning 180K, 280K who optimize value over brand, these four towns are the rational choice. Important, the Metro West value proposition, four towns west of Boston deliver elite schools at 20 to 40% savings versus premium suburbs. Hopkinton ranks number one statewide at 1.1, 37% cheaper than Wellesley. Westwood offers top 20 schools plus elite commuter rail at 1.3 m. Wayland delivers top 15 schools at 1.1 m. Southborough provides solid 8.0 schools at 950K. All send 95% plus to four-year colleges. The trade-off is commute time, 30-45 minutes versus 25-30 for premium towns. For remote, hybrid workers or families willing to accept 5 to 15 additional minutes, these towns offer unmatched educational ROI. The four towns, schools, costs, and trade-offs. Hopkinton, number one, schools at 37% off. Wellesley Hopkinton delivers the number one ranked school district in Massachusetts, Hopkinton High 9.710 perfect 10 equity rating at 1.1 m, estimated median, offering the state's top educational outcomes at 37% below Wellesley's 1.96 m cost. This is the most compelling value proposition in Massachusetts education. The catch? Hopkinton is 30 miles west of Boston with 40-45 minute commutes, positioning this firmly in exurban territory. Hopkinton's 18,000 residents live in a family-focused town, famous as the Boston Marathon starting line. The town lacks a walkable downtown, instead offering strip mall convenience. The median household income of $204,118 per capita confirms dual-earner professional territory. Tech workers, healthcare managers, consultants earning $180K-$250K who prioritize schools above all else. For remote, hybrid workers or families willing to sacrifice proximity for affordability, Hopkinton delivers unmatched educational ROI. Important, the Hopkinton efficiency paradox. Hopkinton spends 37% less per pupil than Wellesley while delivering Dumerger 1 outcomes statewide versus Wellesley's Dumerger 15. How? Operational efficiency, lower teacher salary costs, suburban versus premium suburb, newer facilities requiring less maintenance, and focus on core academics versus enrichment programs. For families who care about results over inputs, Hopkinton proves spending more does not guarantee better outcomes. The $850K savings versus Wellesley funds full college tuition for two kids. Westwood, elite rail access, plus top 20 schools. Westwood offers $205,000 median household income and top 20 schools at 1.3 m estimated median, delivering elite education at 20-30% below Lexington, Winchester. The signature asset is Route 128 Amtrak Station, 23rd busiest nationally, providing 25 to 30 minute predictable train rides unaffected by highway traffic. Westwood's 16,000 residents enjoy spacious 0.52 acre average lots, 64% larger than Norfolk County, low crime, and commuter optimized lifestyle. The schools recently slipped from DACRA 12 to 20 statewide, raising sustainability questions, but remain elite tier with 95% plus college matriculation. The character is pragmatic rather than prestigious. Families prioritize schools, commute efficiency, and space over walkability and cultural amenities. Westwood lacks traditional downtown, relying on Route 1 strip malls. Important, Westwood for daily commuters. If both partners commute to Boston 4 to 5 days a week, Westwood offers the best value-to-access ratio in this group. Route 128 Amtrak station provides predictable 25 to 30-minute rides unaffected by I-95 traffic. Top 20 schools deliver 95% plus college matriculation. 1.3 man-hour median saves $220,000 versus Winchester while offering larger lots. The trade-off is walkability and town character. For spreadsheet buyers prioritizing commute reliability and school outcomes, Westwood wins. Wayland, quiet excellence without pressure. Wayland offers $221,250 median household income and top 15 schools at 1.1 MEMSER estimated median, providing elite education at 49% below Weston, 29% below Lexington. The 14,000 residents benefit from 50% plus conservation land, creating permanent natural buffers. Wayland High ranks top 10-15 statewide, 8.710 with 95% plus college matriculation. The character is family-focused and outdoorsy, hiking trails, Cochituate State Park, strong youth sports culture. The downtown is modest, functional rather than charming. Commutes are 35-40 minutes to Boston. Wayland's per capita income rank, number 17, suggests dual-earner professional households, both partners in tech, healthcare, or education. The appeal is balance. Elite schools without Lexington's tutoring culture, space without Dover's price tag, conservation without isolation. Southborough, I-495 corridor value play. Southborough offers $192,006 median household income and solid 8.0 schools at $950,000, estimated median, the lowest entry point in this group. The 10,200 residents benefit from I-495 corridor positioning, ideal for reverse commutes to Worcester, Marlborough, and Framingham Tech campuses. Algonquin Regional High School ranks solid 8.0, 8.5 to 10 with 90% plus college matriculation. The character is suburban transitioning to exurban, newer subdivisions mixed with older homes, strip mall retail along Route 9, conservation land protecting 30% plus of area. The 45-minute Boston commute limits appeal for daily downtown commuters, but location works perfectly for Metro West, I-495 employment. At $950,000, Southborough delivers 52% savings versus Lexington, 38% versus Winchester, for families willing to trade school prestige for value. Important, Southborough trade-offs. Southborough ranks lowest in this group for schools, 8.0 versus 8.7 to 9.7 for others, and income, $192,000 versus $204,000, $221,000. But it offers the lowest median home cost at $950,000. Who this works for? Families employed in Metro West Tech Corridor, EMC, Dell, TJX, MathWorks in Framingham, Natick, reverse commuters avoiding Boston traffic, value optimizers stretching budgets. Who this does not work for? Boston daily commuters, families requiring top 10 schools, those prioritizing walkability or cultural amenities. The commute penalty math. Is it worth $400,000, $850,000? The Metro West value proposition requires accepting longer commutes. Here's the math on whether the trade-off makes sense. Important, commute time versus cost savings analysis. Winchester, 28-min commute, $1.52. Hopkinton, 42-min commute, $1.1. Difference, 14 minutes each way, 28 minutes daily. Annual impact, 250 workdays. 117 hours year, value at 100 hour, 11,700 year, 18 year total, $210,600, Winchester premium over Hopkinton, $420,000, net savings choosing. Hopkinton, $209,400 after accounting for time value. This assumes daily commuting. If remote, hybrid, 2-3 days, week, time penalty drops to $70,000, $105,000 over 18 years, making savings $315,000, $350,000. For families who work remotely or hybrid, the commute penalty is negligible. Decision framework, which Metro West town fits you? Important, choose Hopkinton. If schools rank number one, matters more than commute time. Remote hybrid work makes 40-45 minute commute acceptable, 2 to 3 days a week. Maximum educational ROI is priority. Can sacrifice walkability and downtown character, earning $180K-$250K combined. Typical, 30-45-year-old dual career with flexible schedules, prioritizing schools above all. Important, choose Westwood. If both partners commute to Boston 4 to 5 days a week, predictable rail commute, essential. Top 20 schools sufficient, not seeking top 10. Larger lots valued, 0.52 acres versus Winchester's 0.25. Can sacrifice walkability and downtown, earning $180K-$280K combined. Typical, 35-50-year-old dual-income professionals, both working downtown. Important, choose Wayland. If conservation land and outdoor access priority, top 15 schools meet needs without Lexington pressure. Balance valued over extremes. Remote, hybrid 2 to 3 days week. Can accept 35 to 40 minute commute, earning $200K-$280K combined. Typical, 35 to 50-year-old families prioritizing nature, space, balanced childhood. Important, choose Southborough if working in Metro West I-495 corridor, reverse commute. Solid 8.0 schools sufficient. Maximum budget optimization, $950K entry. Can sacrifice downtown Boston access, remote, hybrid, or Metro West employment, earning $170K-$230K combined. Typical, 30-to-45-year-old tech workers employed in Framingham, Marlborough, Worcester corridor. Related analysis and tools. Important, explore these towns, town profiles, Hopkinton, Westwood, Wayland. Compare Hopkinton versus Westwood versus Wayland. Related analysis, educational arbitrage, tech corridor, suburbs, Massachusetts, wealth geography, tools, school rankings, compare. Towns, conclusion, smart money goes. Metro West, Hopkinton, Westwood, Wayland, and Southborough prove elite education does not require premium pricing. All four deliver 90-95% plus college matriculation at $950K 1.3 Mellor median, 20-52% below Lexington, Winchester, and Wellesley. The trade-off is commute time, 30-45 minutes versus 25-30 for premium towns. For remote, a hybrid workers, this penalty is negligible. For daily commuters, the math still favors Metro West when you calculate 18-year total cost and opportunity cost on savings. The $400K-$850K savings fund college tuition, retirement, and generational wealth. For value-conscious professionals earning $180K-$280K who refuse to overpay for marginal brand value, these four towns are the rational choice. Choose based on employment location, Boston versus Metro West, commute frequency, daily versus hybrid, and school priority, top 1 versus top 20. All four paths lead to smart money decisions.